About 8 months ago, I was at an event, a Christian women's event, and this woman wasn't able to come because she wasn't feeling well. And her husband had showed up at one point just to drop off some things that the group needed. And the Lord just dropped a word in my spirit to share with her husband about why she wasn't feeling well. And it really was this: get off the soda. That's making you sick. This is the root of all your problems. And it was one of those moments where I thought, oh dear, do I share this? Do I keep my mouth shut? But I wanted to be obedient to God. And so I went over to her husband and I just said, you know, while we were in prayer, this is what the Lord showed me, why your wife is not here and why she keeps struggling with her health. It's the soda. She has to get off the soda. It's poisoning her. And I gave the word and I let it go, right? That's what we are called to do. Be obedient. What she does with it is not on me. And I just pray that the Lord to this day strengthens her to get her away from this poison. If you are one of those women who are still drinking soda, or depending on where you live, it's called pop. I'm in New York, so it's called soda here. But if you are still one of these women that are consuming soda or pop, I really, really, really need you to listen to this episode. And if you know somebody that is still consuming it, can you please share this with them? It is really important that we understand. I know that many women think, I know soda's bad for me, but you're still drinking it. But today, I want you to understand, as I explore with you some eye-opening revelations, how your favorite fizzy drink might be silently wreaking havoc on your health. We are going to uncover the shocking truth about how soda is secretly sabotaging your body, sip by sip by sip. Stay tuned with me. If you've been struggling with any type of sugar addiction and you have yet to register for my free training coming up, Breaking Free from Sugar Addiction Through the Power of the Holy Spirit, all you need to do is register. Click the link in the show notes and register today. It is happening in April, so you only have a few short days left to get in there and register now. Hey, woman of God, are you sick of fad diets that only get you temporary results? Are you looking for a simple, foundational, faith-based weight loss framework that will fit into your busy day so it becomes a lifestyle? Are you ready to break free from binge eating, overeating, sugar addiction, self-sabotage, and the battle with your scale? It is time to let the chain breaker Jesus move mightily into your weight loss journey. I'm Andrea Lynn. I am so excited that you're here with me on Christian Women's Weight Loss. I remember what it felt like to be 75 pounds overweight, exhausted, overwhelmed, riddled with poor self-esteem, low self-image, and unworthiness, until I was radically saved by Jesus and He made everything new. With 20 years of experience and numerous certifications in fitness and nutrition, I'm here to teach you everything I know about food and fitness while making faith your primary drive as a busy Christian woman wanting to lose weight and keep it off. If you're ready to let the Holy Spirit transform you from the inside out while getting your body, which is God's vessel, healthy, so you can rise up and live out the calling that God has on your life, you're in the right place. May the Lord give you ears to hear, eyes to see, a heart that's pleasing to Him, along with a body that will be transformed for His glory. Let's dive in. Okay, let's dive into this topic, which I'm actually never even thought that I'd be doing a podcast on soda drinking. I guess in my world, I just haven't had soda in so many years that I figured so many people don't drink it either. But to my surprise, when I started talking to different women recently, pretty much if I spoke to 10 women over the past week, I would say 7 out of 10 of them have said they are drinking soda or they still drink soda time to time. And so then I just was like, well, should I should I speak of this topic? And the Holy Spirit said, yes, go. And I'm going to be obedient. And when I started researching soda, one of the things it said was soda is still the dominant sugary drink, making up 65% of sugary drink sales. Whoa. Knowing we know soda's not good, but yet 65% of drink sales. Remember, like I just said, 7 out of 10 women drinking soda, if not daily, it's not time to time. It's just why it just blows my mind. And here in America, almost half of all added sugars Americans consume come from sugary drinks. Wow. So I know that you might be thinking, I know it's bad, but let's really tease this apart. It's kind of like saying, I know it's bad not to put my seatbelt on when I'm driving, but then if you don't put your seatbelt on when you're driving and an accident happens and you're injured, I mean, it's just a poor choice. But when you know the side effects or the effects of that choice, then maybe you make different choices. So as we discuss the health risks of drinking soda, I just pray that this raises your awareness more of the potential dangers that are lurking in, you know, what you might think is seemingly harmless beverage. And by understanding these adverse effects that soda has on your body, that you can make this informed choice about your consumption habits and really overall just leading to improving your health and wellness, losing weight, keeping it off. And like I said, and I say all the time, is that this is not just about losing weight. This is about gaining a lifestyle. And so you will gain a lifestyle when you have the understanding of why you're doing the things that you're doing. Okay, so if you're taking notes, grab your notebook. Maybe you need these notes so that you can go back and remind yourself every time you feel that craving to say no. One of the things that I want to start with is this. One 20-ounce can or bottle of soda has more than 16 teaspoons of sugar. One 20-ounce bottle has more than 16 teaspoons of sugar. Can I just say, just put this in perspective here with math. The American Heart Association recommends for women only 6 teaspoons of sugar per day. So that has 16. And American Heart Association recommends for us only 6. Right there, let's just look at the math. This is part of our problem. This is why when you start taking soda out of your diet or out of your day, you start to lose weight. You're losing weight because now sugar is out and your body has half a chance to let that weight go. Bottom line here, sugar is dangerous. It's very dangerous. Soda is dangerous. It's very dangerous. So let's look at soda first. I know there's two types. You have your regular soda and then you have your diet soda. This is not where I'm going to say, oh, just take away regular and do diet. No, we're going to look at both. We are going to look at both today, but I want to start out with regular soda. Okay. Regular soda has high fructose corn syrup. And I looked, there was a website that had 100 different sodas out there, different brands. Every single one that I scrolled on basically said high fructose corn syrup. Now, there's a new term that they're using out there for ingredients list. The new term is corn sugar. Sounds better, right? It's not. It's the same thing. They just knew that high fructose corn syrup was getting a bad rap, which it should. And so they just gave it a new word, a new term, which is corn sugar. It's the same thing. So this regular soda is basically high fructose corn syrup that you are drinking. The other thing is you need to remember, and this is going to be a whole nother topic, is that this soda also has dyes in it. All these artificial coloring, food colorings, that does damage on your neurological system. it does damage to your brain. Again, a whole nother podcast. But just to note that you're drinking that soda and it has some dyes in it. Even if your soda is not red colored, if you really look at the ingredients list, I've seen some of them. Like I said, I scrolled through 100 just to be sure. And some of them had dyes in there and yet it looked brown. So side note, that's another reason why you want to avoid it at all costs, because it has dye in there. Okay, so let's just look at regular soda has this high fructose corn syrup, aka corn sugar. What does this fructose do? Well, it goes straight to your liver and starts a fat production factory. And it's triggering the production of triglycerides and cholesterol. That comes from Dr. Hyman. It's actually the sugar, not the fat, that causes the most trouble for your cholesterol. Can I just say that again? Because you know many women have cholesterol issues. It's actually the sugar, not the fat, that causes the most trouble for your cholesterol, especially if you're drinking soda, because what I just shared with you, how the fructose goes to your liver and starts this fat production factory, and it's triggering triglycerides and cholesterol. Even worse here, the high doses of the fructose punch little holes in your intestinal lining, causing leaky gut. This is serious. Okay. I don't know if you've heard of leaky gut before, but I have known women with leaky gut syndrome, and it's not good. It can be completely reversed, but it takes some time and different choices. So this high fructose corn syrup, aka corn sugar, starts to punch little holes in your intestinal lining, causing this leaky gut. Leaky gut is when foreign food proteins and bacterial proteins enter in your bloodstream. What happens from there is then it triggers inflammation. Your body just becomes inflamed, makes you gain weight, and causes type 2 diabetes. I don't know about you, but if I can avoid that at all costs by taking soda out of my life, then I will. And it just goes to show you how toxic and hard that soda is on your intestinal lining. Now, if you are that woman that's been swapping out regular soda for diet soda just to help your body not have the calories, right? You're just trying to avoid those calories, but you're still trying to have your treat. This is also a really bad decision. And can I just side note this and say, I'm not here today to make you feel bad or to condemn you. That's not the point of this at all. I feel so passionate about your health and wellness and getting this information out to you, but I can't sugarcoat it. No pun intended. I can't. I just need to deliver you the facts of what this does to your body. It's not my intention to judge, to feel judgy. That's not my intention. But I think sometimes it comes across like that because I'm so passionate about you taking authority through Christ and changing what you are doing, the choices you're making for your body. So just want to side note that, because sometimes when I'm really talking about something I'm passionate about, it comes across like, because I just want to belt it out to everybody so that you hear it and you make these changes, please, Jesus. So again, if you're swapping out regular soda for diet soda, this is also a really big issue, because when you swap regular soda for diet soda obviously contains other ingredients, which I'll share with you in a second. But what it does is you may be conditioning your body to expect calories, which makes you feel more hungry. Drinking diet soda just confuses your body because it produces these physiological responses with your metabolism and your hormones. So what's happening is your body's anticipating. It's like waiting for the arrival of sugar and calories, but it never receives it. And then you're like, why am I so hungry all the time? Because the ingredients in the diet soda are basically going, psych, you're not getting anything. And then your body's getting this, sending the signal saying, I'm hungry, but you prep me. Why aren't we eating? What's wrong? And it's because of the sugar they put in diet soda. Okay. Or should I say the fake sugar they put in diet soda. So diet soda either contains aspartame or sucralose. What I've noticed is that a lot of times, I think the word on the street got out, aspartame's not good. And so these soda companies started producing the aspartame-free, I'm air quoting, because it says it on the can or the bottle, aspartame-free, which just means that there's sucralose in it. So first, let's just look at the harmful effects that aspartame does to your body. You probably know that aspartame is an artificial sweetener, usually comes under the name of NutraSweet, Equal. Those are usually labeled sugar-free. Those are probably also the popular names you know this by. And diabetics are told, eat this instead. You know, it's sweeter. It's got zero calories. It doesn't impact your blood sugar. And though they are true, right, because they are giving you some form of truth here, it's also twisted. There are other reasons to be cautious, even if you're diabetic, okay? Aspartame is declared a partial carcinogen. What is a carcinogen? It's a cancer-causing agent. It's declared a partial carcinogen on the list of World Health Organization, American Cancer Society. So all of them have aspartame there. They have like 1A carcinogens, but then they have the 2B group. And aspartame is actually in the 2B group. But I'm just saying, it's still there as a cancer-causing agent. So it potentially increases the risk of breast cancer, endometrial cancer, colon cancer, and stomach cancer. And they say that they really need to research this more, but this is what they think. I don't know about you, but if they're saying that it's in a type B category and you have, you know, all the choice in saying, I don't think I'm going to consume that, that's a big choice. And so what choice are you going to make? Some other effects on your body that aspartame has is that it's actually addictive. When you take this into your body, it lights up your nervous system and it starts to send these feel-good hormones like dopamine throughout your body. It then makes you want more and more and more because it's making you feel good, leading to overconsumption. And then when you overconsume this, it causes obesity, diabetes, mood disorders, mental stress, and depression. Oh boy, I hope you are picking up what I'm putting down here. But again, do you want obesity, diabetes, mood disorders, mental stress, or depression? Because this one thing you could just take out with a choice today, and all of this can begin to change for you. Okay, the other ingredient when the soda says aspartame free, I keep air quoting that like you can see me, but you can't, is they then use sucralose. Now, sucralose is AKA also known as Splenda, which I'm sure you've heard that popular word. This is unique among other artificial sweeteners because it's actually made from real sugar, but it goes into a lab. So they put it under a process, a chemical process. The chemical process it's put through in the lab tweaks the chemical structure makeup and makes it 600 times sweeter than sugar and essentially calorie-free. It's all changed in a lab. It is not the way God created it or intended for it. Research has shown that this upsets the microbiome balance in your gut, and this leads to increased inflammation. Side note, so many issues that women have are an inflammation issue, but they name it something else, okay? So a lot of times you have an inflammation issue, and when you get the inflammation down, the body starts to heal. Maybe you're thinking, what is a microbiome issue? Microbiome pertains to your gut and the entire community in it that's of helpful bacteria. So basically the microbiome, the good bacteria, the helpful bacteria, actually I shouldn't say good. It does have what we would call good and bad, but they commune together to bring a balance. And it's really important for this balance of bacteria in your gut. It helps so many things just in your body and overall. There are several important jobs of the microbiome, helps digestion and aids your immune system. Those are two very important things that we need. When this microbiome community in your gut is upset, inflammation rises, then long-term inflammation leads to obesity and diabetes. Some studies are now finding it does impact, sucralose does impact your blood sugar and your insulin levels on some aspect, some level of it. And it might be just so minor, but what their new studies are coming out are showing that it does affect your blood sugar and insulin. And I don't know if you've picked up, but pretty much all of these just under this, they are all different, but yet they all lead to obesity and diabetes, whether it's high fructose corn syrup, whether it's aspartame, whether it's sucralose, they all lead to that at the end of the day. So it doesn't matter if you think you're not having sugar and you're having this fake sugar, it's still leading you down the same road. And there are also studies that show, they did studies with 1,000 adults over a course of 6 years who drank soda. Each of them gained an extra 1.8 pounds of visceral fat. Now, visceral fat, this is the fat that sits inside your gut, damaging your internal organs and pushing your belly out. Visceral fat alone has shown to increase the risk of heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. So the visceral fat is inside where your organs are sitting. You don't want fat where your organs are sitting. It's damaging to your organs. So cutting out soda will not only help you not gain that weight, but it will also prevent that visceral fat that starts to build in the body from it. So now that I've shared with you some of these facts that clearly are not good for you overall at all, that's why I said one sip, sweet poison, don't do it. You're thinking, well, how do I stop? And I'm going to give you some pointers on how to get off soda. It is an addictive substance. Some women that I've worked with have cut it cold turkey. You do have some detoxing side effects that come up, but that's okay if you're willing to endure. And I know you can, because you are a Christian woman and you have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit can overcome all things. But there are those of you that are like, oh no, I don't know if I can go through that. It's really hard. I have to work. Let's do this with a plan, okay? So that is actually step number one, have a plan. You want to set a goal, or should I say a date that you are going to say, okay, by this day, I want to be off soda completely. You set that goal, you put that plan in place. That's step one. Step two is you need to go gradual towards that goal. I met a woman a few years ago that was drinking, I think, 3 or 4 sodas a day. So her goal was to just back off to, let's say she was doing 4 sodas a day, she would do 3.5. She would do that a couple days. Then she would take and go, okay, after 2 days, then I'm going to go to 3. And so she set this goal in place, and we would just see, how do you feel? How do you feel? You feel okay? And she'd say yes, and she'd take the next step, and she would decrease. So you want to gradually start coming off of the soda, and maybe you're just doing 1 a day. That's great. It's going to be so much easier. So you want to just set your pace. How are you gradually going to come off this soda? And make sure that you're setting your pace by the goal date that you want to hit. The third step you want to do is really make sure that you're eating well-balanced food. you are eating a well-balanced meal plan daily. This is very important because then your body has the nutrients that it's needing to get through this. Also, think about what I shared with you about the aspartame and how, you know, your body still feels hungry with the artificial sweeteners. So by eating a well-balanced meal plan, you're giving the body the nutrients it needs and the calories it needs so that you're not just so hungry as you're basically your chemistry is starting to shift as you come off of this toxic substance that you've been on. Now, those of you that I know have been following me for quite some time, you have the 5-day Christian Women's Detox that has a meal guide for you. So follow along with that. It's going to give you this well-balanced meal plan to follow as you're going off of soda. And if you're asking, what is that 5-day Christian Women's Detox? The link to that is in the show notes. You can grab that. Or if you go to my website, AndreaLynn.com, AndreaLynn.com, you can grab the 5-day detox for free. It's on my website. Okay. So if you don't have it, you can grab it there. Step number 4 is you need to drink more water. And I definitely start with that, but I know that some of you drinking soda, you're looking for a flavor. So then drink more water and also add in some herbal teas, maybe some peppermint teas, maybe some jasmine teas, maybe some spice tea, but you're looking for a flavor. Then have water and then sprinkle in some herbal tea, or some of you also like the carbonation. You like the sparkling feel of soda. Some of you I know that I've worked with specifically have said, I don't really care about the soda so much, but I like the bubbly. Go drink some sparkling water. Drink some sparkling water, add some fresh lemon, add some fresh lime, add some fresh orange, add something like that. That way you're getting the carbonation without all the poison. And step number 5 is seek God with all your heart, mind, soul. And how are we going to do that? Ask him in to this. Invite him in and just say, Lord, I need to get off of this soda once and for all. I don't ever want to come back to it. So I want to share with you 2 scriptures that you can use. And if you know of some, share it. Come into the Facebook group and share it in there with other women who could really use God's word in helping them to break free from this soda addiction. So the first one, you probably know, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's going to remind you that with faith and determination, you can overcome this challenge, this addiction, because you have God. The other one that I want to share with you is 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. And this verse just reassures us that we're not alone in our struggle and that God is going to provide that strength and a path and a door to get out of the temptation. We have to trust him. And you're going to hear this because I'm just going to nail this home forever and ever and ever, is that your body is his temple. His temple is to be holy and sanctified for him. Does he want this stuff that defiles the body, that causes leaky gut, that causes diabetes, that causes obesity in his temple? I'm pretty sure that's a hard no. So God will help you. He will give you a way out. You just haven't invited him in. And maybe you have, and maybe you've just dropped the ball on this specific area. But it's time to pick it back up. And it's time to ask God to give you that strength and endurance to persevere, to break this addiction in Jesus' name. And I believe with all my heart and all my soul that you can do this. And never, ever pick it back up. Remember, it is highly addictive. So once you pick it back up and just have a little bit at a party, you're going to probably set yourself up for failure. So don't pick it back up. Find new ways. This is a new lifestyle. You can treat yourself to other things, but things that are highly addictive are probably not going to be good to treat yourself on, especially if it's going to cause you to stumble back into old ways. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for this word. Thank you for this understanding of what this is doing to our body, which is your temple. Lord, I'm just so sorry. I'm sorry that we haven't known, or maybe we have known, and we've been doing it anyway, because our flesh is weak. So we submit to you fully, because you are strong. Lord, I'm just sorry that we have been defiling our temple, your temple, Lord, our body, your temple, and that we surrender our body fully to you today. Lord, we don't want to put anything that's going to harm your temple. We want to keep it clean and holy the way you want it to be. And so, Lord, we just surrender anything that's in us that is causing us to make these choices, to turn to a substance that is not of you. Maybe this substance has been our idol or our place of comfort, Lord. So we just repent that we've made soda our comforter and not you, when you say that the Holy Spirit is our comforter. We just repent of that, and we just turn to a new way, to your way, Lord. But we need you. We need you. We need the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit for self-control, for perseverance, for patience in this, for peace and joy and love through this journey. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the peace that you give. Lord, may we feel your peace. May we feel your peace today, and may that peace that surpasses all understanding that you promise reside in every part of us, so that we no longer seek a substance for peace and comfort, that we seek you in your face, and that we feel your peace. Lord, thank you so much for the transformation of our bodies. Lord, I speak complete healing over every single woman listening to this today. If she's been struggling with anything in her body that may have been caused by soda, diabetes, pre-diabetic, obesity, leaky gut, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, we ask you to raise your mighty right hand and move in this area of her life. I speak complete miracle healing upon you now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Before you go, if you have been transformed or blessed by this, please subscribe, then go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review. It is the number one way that you can bless me and get the word out there to other women who are also seeking. Screenshot your favorite episode, share on your social media feeds, be sure to tag me, and I'd love to connect more often, so join my Facebook group. Until next time, remember God says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. God bless you, my sister in Christ.